Good evening, everybody. Live from the Conlin Center, it is opening night volleyball. Coach Gail Stammer and the Lady Penguins from the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn and Jordan Smith, your DU broadcasters for tonight's action. NC2A volleyball, Penguin style, at the Conlin Center. They are taking on the Urban Knights from Academy of Art University. And want to welcome in everybody listening worldwide. Jordan, talk about the soccer game this afternoon.
Well, the soccer games didn't quite go as planned for Dominican, unfortunately. The first game on the men's side, excuse me, while the national anthem plays.
Well, they're getting things squared away overhead, Jordan. Tonight is opening night for conference play here at the Conlin Center for the Lady Penguins. And, of course, the Urban Knights are lined up on the end line, and we're getting ready to get this one underway once they get the PA squared away. But that's how it is on opening night. You never know what's going to happen. As Hunter Hornstein is doing the overhead announcing, and we'll get this thing going. Opening night. Got to just shake things out, you know, work it out a little bit. That's how it always is on the first night of the conference as Academy is being introduced. Now, Midori Lee will start things off for Academy under head coach Ed Jackson. And by the way, Academy 0-1 in conference with 3-6 in the preseason. The freshman, Rachel Smith, out of Clovis, will be joined by Brittany Ulmer, a sophomore out of Honolulu. Also coming out for Academy, Lindsay Elgin, a 6'3" sophomore. Taylor Succi, a 5'11" freshman out of Wildomar, California. Isn't that your hometown, Jordan?
Where is it?
Wildomar, yeah, of course, you know all about it. Your hometown. Angela Heath is the senior and the returning veteran. Heath, a 5'10" senior out of Iwa Beach, Hawaii. For the Penguins, under Gail Stammer in her third season, she's assisted, of course, by the Penguin great, Laurel Grand. She'll be sending out number one freshman, Sari Kwan. Kwan, a 5'2" freshman out of Honolulu, the libero player. Jade Santos is a 5'6" freshman. And Kwan and Santos together are new, as you might imagine, being freshmen and all. So we have not seen Santos, nor have we seen Kwan, but we've heard a lot of great things about both young ladies. The returning veteran, Hannah Stocking, the 5'10 junior out of Ashland, is an outside hitter and one of the greats in Penguin history. Jessica Jones, also a returning veteran, the junior at 5'10 out of Sacramento, came from Christian Brothers High School.
That would be my hometown.
Very good. And you know that yours truly graduated from McClatchy.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. So while I was born here in Marin, did some time up in Sacramento.
All right.
Kelsey Lardner will be out as the setter, a 5'7" junior. Lardner out of Auburn, which is not far from Sacramento. But interestingly enough, about Lardner, is really worked her way off of the bench last year into a bona fide starter's role this season. So we'll keep an eye on Lardner. Skylar Moon, a 6-foot senior out of Cambria. She'll be out there with Samantha Raines, who is from Placerville, also not far from Sacramento, and where I did my first 2 years of high school at Ponderosa High.
Really?
Yeah, and Ashley Sand.
Wow.
Round things out for Coach Stammer. Sand, a 6-foot senior out of Rohnert Park. Now, I've never lived in Rohnert Park, but I know where it is. We are about ready to get things going here from Media Row as Chili the Penguin has made his or her way into the Conlin Center. No one really knows about the gender of Chili. And I think we're ready for the national anthem. So for those of you at home, please rise. Well, that concludes the national anthem, fans, and we are ready for NC2A volleyball, Penguin style from the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn and Jordan Smith with you tonight. Best of five, rally scoring every time the ball touches the ground. Jordan, as you know, a point is scored. And as both squads make their way to the end lines, the Urban Knights in their blood red and black travel unis, the Penguins with their white and black home unis, and happy that we are broadcasting worldwide as usual. Tough day on the soccer field today for Coach Delano. Both squads were beaten this afternoon and pretty handily by Azusa Pacific, but the good news, Jordan, is that you did a heck of a job on the play-by-play.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Stu. Yeah, my first time doing play-by-play ever for any sport. Luckily enough, I got to do soccer, my sport, basically. And, you know, it was so much fun. It really is so much fun. Just talk about the game you love. And that's really all it is.
Yeah, that's well said. Wait till you get a good win, a really exciting win. As much as calling any game is a pleasure and a joy to call it for your own school, when you get a great win, and that's what we're hoping for right now, it's just all that much more exciting. Ah, nice breeze just hit us here in the Conlin Center as Jordan and I have been out in the sunshine all day long calling Dominican Athletics, and another night is ahead of us. As the national anthem is behind us, it will be Kelsey Lardner with the side out on the southern end of the Conlin Center. From our left to right, from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Here we go. Lardner is beyond the end line. Urban Knights are set. We'll get the referees in place. Two at midcourt, one on each end. Four of them are in place, and we are ready for volleyball here at Dominican University of California. Lardner, the right-handed veteran, wears number six, bounces it low, runs up on the line, overhead, and it's a perfect serve into the middle row. Slapped into the back row now, and the Penguins on offense. Left side over to Hannah Stocking. She lets one fly, but a nice block thrown up by the Urban Knights, and now the Penguins on defense. Stocking helps it over, just a dink, but it's still alive. Into the left corner, taken by Angela Heath, the 5'10 senior. Penguins are on it into the back row. Again now, Penguins on defense, a short set into the back row to the libero player, Sarah Kwan. Off to her left, she can't handle it. The first point of the season from the home court is scored by the Urban Knights, 1-0, game number one.
Well, what a rally to start us off. That was about 10 different times on each side, it seemed
like. Rachel Smith to serve it up for the Urban Knights. Urban Knights out of San Francisco Academy of Art. A poor lead from the back row. Kwan tried to find Lardner in the front row, but led her a little too much. And the Urban Knights were able to jump all over it. From the front row very easily, 2-0. Here's the next serve by Smith. She goes deep. And a timeout has been called. And it looks like a substitution as very quickly Kwan is out. And Jordan, I didn't catch a replacement, so we'll
I believe Jessica Jones is in now.
JJ, the veteran, is in there now. 2-1, Penguins trail, game one. Stocking, no. Kwan is back, check it. Yeah, Kwan did stay in. It was Santos that left the game. Long, but Lardner had to make a split-second decision. Hits it anyway. Stocking dinks it into the front row. Back up to Smith. One-handed over with nothing on it. Penguins on offense. Pretty nice play by Samantha Raines, the veteran, who's able to put it down, and the Penguins tie it up with a deuce. Raines from the front row, two up here, Stocking to serve.
Great block by Raines. She really stayed in the play on that one.
Stocking from the left corner. Right-handed Stocking kind of crisscrosses. They bring it into the corner. The outside hitter is Taylor Succi. Succi then drills the kill shot from the right side as she passes it off to Holly Kaina. 3-2 Knights. Right side now, Heath. Runs up on the line. Heath now with the line drive to Jones. In the back row, Lardner passes it back up to Jones. A big block. Stocking, though, gets in the way of it. Into the middle row, Ulmer. Back over to the right, into the net. It was a good leave, but Kaina buries it in the net, 3-3.
Yeah, the Penguins blockers did a really good job to hustle over to the left side to put pressure on them right there.
Kwan to serve, the first we've seen of her, and she serves up an ace. Janelle Burnett, the libero player, backed up on it, dinked it into the front row. Omer backed up closer to the net. Ill-advised 4-3 the first time tonight. The Penguins have led. Another serve into the back row. Knocked up by Kwan. Jones finds the back left corner for the winner. 5-3. Play there by Jones to see the open court.
It was deceitful by Jones. They thought she was going short, but she snuck it in long there.
5-3. Here's the next serve by Kwan, her third in a row. And it finds the back line. 6-3. And the Penguins are, after starting the game, down 2-0, leading by three. A 6-3 advantage. Kwan again, the 5-2 freshman. Left side with the right hand, back row. Set by Smith. Penguins are all over the top of it. Lardner with a back set. It's helped across by Reigns. Now another set by Smith. Into the net. Saved by Jones. It's a live ball. Just barely. Jones now unleashes the fury into the back row. 7-3.
What a hit by Jones. My goodness. She really let loose on that.
Well, you're not kidding. Jones just absolutely with a punishing blow. Here's Kwan. Kwan again with a perfecto. Boy, she's serving beautifully. I've heard Kwan is tough. And with a kill shot, Rachel Smith ends it. 7-4.
Yeah, nothing the Dominican Penguins could really do on that one. Just right in the middle of the court.
Sometimes you cannot defend against a perfect kill. Here's Brittany Ulmer, the 5'11 sophomore of the serve. They set it up for the DUs. Into the back corner. A nice save by Smith. Now to the front row. Deep. Kwan dove for it. Did she get a hand on it? She did. She tipped it out. 7-5.
Unlucky by Kwan there. She almost got it. Unfortunately, just tipped it. So it is Academy of the Art point.
Ulmer to serve. 5'11 sophomore out of Honolulu. Into the back corner. She shanked it wide. 8-5. DU on top. Game one.
Good vision by Reigns there. She could have gone after it, but she let it go wide.
The 6-foot Samantha Reigns out of Ponderosa. The Bruins brings the serve. A nice one into the back row. It's going to be very deep, but it's taken by Melissa Chang, a 5'10 senior out of Sunnyvale. Into the back row, tipped off the front row of blockers of the Penguins. 8-6, Academy point. Substitution out is Kaina. And back in there is Midori Lee. Lee, who started the game, is a 5'3 sophomore out of San Mateo Mercy High School. Brought in just to serve. Into the back row. Gets it to Kwan. Everybody's tipped up at the net. No foul called. A back set from Smith. Penguins are on top of it. They read it perfectly. A dink across by Reigns. Check it, that was Sand. She's got a hand on it. And a perfect killer is laid in there by Suchi, the 5'11 freshman, 9'6. Back out is Jones, and back in is Santos. Santos, a 5'6 freshman out of Union City. Not far from Sunnyvale. 8 feet behind the end line. She takes it to the back row. Set up to Smith. Running and a cross kill by Elgin is deep. Penguin point 10-6. Game to 25. Best of five in the match. Here's the next serve by Santos. The lefty Santos lets it fly. Saved by the Penguins. A diving save. Somehow into the front row, saved by Urban Knights. It's deep, no Penguin tipped it. 11-6, and a 5-point advantage finds a timeout called by Academy of Art, Jordan. Pretty quick movement so far.
Absolutely, I really think the movement off the ball when Academy of the Art is on offense, the movement of the Penguins is really helping them out to this 5-point lead. They seem to be communicating with each other really well, and they're making sure to cover all of their spots. A lot of kills by Academy of Art could have gone down to the floor, but the Penguins were in the right place at the right time, almost every single time.
Yeah, positioning is so important, especially when you're on defense. I'm happy to report that Chili the Penguin is in the house, Jordan. It's always always good to have Chili here.
Always. I mean, it's a good look for the Penguins for Chili to be here.
This broadcast, fans, is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach and chair of the Communications Department is Brad Van Alstine. Stuart Horn, Jordan Smith with you.
5 seconds to go in the timeout that was called by the Urban Knights. 11-6 Penguins, and the DUs will have the side out. Here's Santos. Santos, the left-handed libero player, went to Morrow Catholic. She goes deep, and Urban Knights let it go. A line drive is deep. 11-7.
It's so tough to judge those far serves, but they let that one go out.
That one was so deep, I think it was a pretty easy take. Taylor Succi with a side out. A perfect set over to Stocking, the six-footer. She lets it fly, but the Urban Knights are in perfect position. Now kind of a sweeper by Hannah Stocking. Picked up nicely by Santos. Stocking again. Stocking out there in the corner that last year was occupied by Rhea Falealili. And Stocking is with four shots on goal. She finally gets one to fall. 12-7. And Stocking is playing absolutely beautifully tonight with a cross-court angled shot into the back right corner. And the Urban Knights couldn't handle it. 12-7 with a service by Katie Batchelder. Batchelder, second year as a Penguin, with a perfecto to the libero player in the middle row. They send it over to Stocking again. Stocking finds the back line. 13-7, game one.
Stocking seems to be everywhere. That left outside hitter, she's just dominating that position.
Well, she has really stepped up, having watched Stocking play quite a bit. Stocking the junior, her third year, as you may expect, for Gail Stammer. And nobody could get in the way of that incredible kill shot laid in there by Elgin. 13-8. Janelle Burnett, the 5'6" senior out of Liberal, Kansas. Destination spot, Liberal. 13-8. Here's Burnett. Shout out to all the Academy fans listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Helped over by Santos, not much on it. The forward set into the corner. Off the top of the net. Penguins save it masterfully. Stocking to the back row. Good save, but a poor leave sets it up nicely for the Penguins. Here's Stocking. Back row with a killer. It falls. 14-8.
What a hit by Stocking. She really let loose from that left side right there.
What did she hammer that thing to death? That was something special. Here's the serve by Lardner. 14-8, fans, in game one. Oh, a terrible leave. And somehow it's dinked across. They call it in. Angela Heath got lucky. It was a terrible leave. But Heath, with a heads-up play, dinks it across. 14-9. Subs, Maidori Lee is out, and in her place is Kaina, who re-enters. 14-9, the Penguins. Smith, Rachel Smith, the server, and they set it up into the middle of the front row. Skylar Moon, with one small step for humanity, pounds it down. 15-9. I should say for mankind, but you know what I meant. Here's the right corner. The block by Moon! Penguin point, 16-9 in game one.
Well, that left side for the Penguins is absolutely dominating. Academy of Art can't get anything from over there.
Melissa Chang will enter the game for the first time tonight in place of Angela Heath. The Penguins are 1-0 in conference, Jordan, having gotten past the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore, just last week in their first conference game. Coach said it was as a result of just very few errors, only two service errors all night. As Jones puts it away from the front left corner, and Jordan, you're not kidding, that front left corner is getting a lot of action. Whether it's Jones, whether it's Stocking, 17-9. Here's Stocking with the serve to the front row, dinked across, helped over. Two-touch called against the Urban Knights. No, it's called against the Penguins. 17-10. Man, oh man, I can't believe I thought for sure that was going to be against the Knights. Here's the service. Knights on offense. Melissa Chang, the 5'10 senior. Oh, the attempted killer by Reigns doesn't go. Now a nice back set is set up into the back row. Deep! 18-10 Penguins.
These Penguins are just all over the place. Again, their movement is incredible. Off the ball, with the ball, they know what each other are doing right now.
Sand is back in there. Timeout called by the Knights. 18-10. Jordan and I are back in 30 seconds. You are listening to Penguin Volleyball, radio.dominican.edu.
Life show was slow, and all they said was 6'8" he stood, and people thought the music that he made was good. They lived the DJ, and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said: you and OG are gonna make some cash, sell a million records and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing the club,
this is how we do it.
South Central dancing like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got.
All right, here we go, fans. 18-10, Penguins in game one. Sari Kwan for the DU sets up a nice serve into the back row. Kwan now with a block. Back to the front row, Jones. Just helps it across into the corner. Suchi blocked back in her face. And one of the Penguins in the net, 18-11.
Unlucky for the Penguins there. They had the block, just happened to go out.
Ulmer runs up on the end line from the back left corner, finds the back corner, an ace. That was a masterful serve.
Incredible, right in the corner. It doesn't get any better than that.
Couldn't have been in by more than a couple inches. Here's Ulmer again, a 6-point advantage for the Penguins. Back row, Kwan bumps it, Jones. Saved by the Urban Knights, but Rachel Smith got in the way of it, but kind of shanked it wide right. 19-12 in game ones. It's a game to 25. Samantha Raines, the 6-footer, out of P-Town. Ooh, up the right sideline, and that's a beauty. Helped across by Suchi, but not a lot on it. And the Penguins, Ashley Sand finds the middle row. 20-12, Sand with the, credited with the killer.
Academy of Art looks a little bit lost compared to the Penguins right now.
Penguins are extremely crisp. Not a single serving error by either squad tonight. And the long killer is laid down by Suchi. She finds the back row, and now a substitution as Lee comes in place of Kaina. 20-13. Here's Lee to serve. The 5'3 sophomore out of San Mateo runs up a little deep, but stocking helps it. Jones, back row, popped up by Chang, back to Chang, into the back row, bumped up by Reigns, now set, dinked across by Sand. Sand, who used to wear the protective eyewear, is going without it tonight. Jones dinks it across, diving in for the attempted pancake as Lee, she can't get there. 21-13, and the DUs have an 8-point advantage. Jones is out, Santos is back in.
What a nice little deke from Jones right there.
That was. She looked like she was going to unleash the fury and then just softed it in there. Front row, Urban Knights. Helped across, saved by Santos, who just came back in. Now stalking off balance. Helped up right side. Suchi. Penguins just playing a little catch. Now the set. Oh, Sand again. Blocked right back in her face, but the D's are right there. Lardner with a great save. Back to the net. Front side, Suchi whistles. Wide left, DU with a point, 22-13. 3 points away. The DU's got past Notre Dame in their one conference match so far this year in 3 games. Here's a serve by Santos. She goes to the back row of the libero player, Burnett. Into the net, 23-13. And the DU's are in total control.
Wow, what a great start to their conference right now.
Here's Santos, the lefty. Oh, into the net. Not a good time to do it, but I guess with a 10-point lead, could have been a worse time. The first service error of the night is Gail Stammer's up on her feet for the first time tonight. Coach Stammer in her third season. Back corner is the Urban Knights serve it up. A back set by Lardner is a perfect one. Falling off sand, couldn't get it. Lardner with a save. Left side, blocked up, out of bounds. Penguin point, game point, 24-14. Rotation for the DUs. Katie Batch is back in there in place of Ashley Sand. Batchelder from the back left corner. Batchelder, a 5'5" senior, brought in a transfer student. Set into the right corner to Melissa Chang. She shanks it into the net. Set number one goes to the DUs as both squads will change sides. A quick timeout. And we're back in 3 minutes. Penguins up, one love.
We have the starters back on the court for both teams right now, and we have the Academy of Art University for the serve for the second set. Penguins won the first set pretty handily, 25-14, in dominating fashion. Jones and Stockton really set it apart. Rachel Smith with the serve from the back row up to Lardner. Stockton pushes it across, and it is Academy of Art point. Pushed it too far. Can't push it quite like that.
Kind of a spoon job,
exactly.
Wasn't it?
Exactly. Rachel Smith with the serve again. She is a freshman from Clovis, California. To the back row, Lardner with the set. Skyler hits it down to the middle of the court, off the block, point for the Penguins. A good vision by Moon right there to see the middle of the court open. Now here's Stockton with the serve to the middle of the court. It's set up on the left side. Blocked back, Lardner with the set. Jones dekes it right over, but they just managed to get it. Stockton has to big dive. Jones gets it, and the Penguins get it over, and incredibly, they find the open space and find a way to win the point.
Holy
after craziness.
Cow. That was some great out-of-the-area-of-play saving by Jones, and Caitlin Boring, a 6'4 junior out of Yorba Linda down south, has come into the game. A 6'4, very slender Boring.
Now here is Stalking with the serve.
Tough to get him over Boring's head.
It's dug out. The set's to the right side. A big kill, and it's too much for Lardner to handle. Point to Academy of Art. They have the serve now, and it will be Midori Lee back there on the back right side with the serve. It's into the back row. Lardner with the set to the right side. Reigns hits it, and it's in the deep, and the Academy of Art cannot quite get to it. A very, very good kill by Samantha Reigns on that right side there. She hasn't been too active yet this match on the kills. She's gotten a lot of digs, but that is a perfect example of what Reigns can bring. Here's the serve by Kwan. It's hit up, and Academy of Art, too many touches. They cannot get it back over in three touches. Again, Penguin point. It's 4-2 here in the second set. And here is Sari Kwan with the serve. It's down the left sideline. Academy of Art has to hustle to get it. Kwan with the dig. It's up there for Stalking. She goes to the middle, and it's perfect. Excuse me, Sands right to the middle. In between the back row defenders for Academy of Art, they could do nothing about it. The Urban Knights looked lost on Sands' kill right there. Substitution. Tsuchi is out as Kwan serves. It's hit up from the right side, and a big block by the Penguins. And it is the Urban Knights. A lot of confusion going on. I believe they gave a point to the Urban Knights.
They did. It was blocked out of bounds, though.
All right.
It was a good block, but it was just a little wide on the left.
The Penguins are trying to sell that the Urban Knights tipped it, but didn't quite work. Ready for the serve now from Brittany Ulmer. It's hit up by Jones. Reigns with the kill. Oh, can't quite get it. And wow, the Penguins recover miraculously with the point. They get the block, but they can't quite get it back over. The Urban Knights win the point. But great teamwork on that play from the Penguins.
It really was.
They really scrambled
to
really get the ball.
It really was something special. You know, Ulmer is listed at 5'11". She plays about 6'5". And Boring's listed at 6'4", but she plays like she's 7'4".
The block by the Urban Knights is out of bounds. Penguin point.
Elgin there. Got the hand up, threw the wall up, but blocked it out of bounds to her right into the Penguin bench.
The block out of bounds by Caitlin Boring. And I'm telling you, she can't be 6'4". She has to be taller.
I know. She's huge.
Reigns with the serve. It's to the back row. Hit up. And it's a good set right to the middle. Stalking could not handle the kill by Lindsay Elgin, the middle blocker right there. Nothing that Stalking could do with that power. A good short set there from the Urban Knights.
That was good for Stalking just to get a hand on it. Really.
It was really coming fast right to her.
Seriously.
Number 12, Jordan Cotton here with the serve. Lardner with the set to the left side. Jones hits it, and it's hit up by the Urban Knights. They get it back with an attack of their own. Now the Penguins are on the attack. Jones again tries for it to the back row. Here they come, the Urban Knights to the left side, and it hits off the top of the net. Jones can't quite get to it. Urban Knights win that point. It's now 6-6 in this second set. Jordan Cotton, the sophomore from Santa Cruz, California, serving. The serve is to the back row, and it's deep, about 3 yards deep right there. Nothing the Penguins really had to worry too much about.
Not 3 feet deep, 3 yards deep.
Exactly.
That was way out of here.
Substitution here. Number two, Jade Santos is coming in for Jessica Jones. Santos is here to serve with the left hand, and the Urban Knights just barely get it. A great dig from Santos. Urban Knights back in the attack. Reigns gets the ball. And what a move by Lardner. The no-look dump-off to the middle of nowhere. The Urban Knights had no chance. They were completely fooled by Kelsey Lardner's.
Well, you called that beautifully. The no-look dump. You're not kidding. That's exactly what it was. Right over her head.
The left-handed serve again to the Urban Knights. Samantha Reigns with a nice dig, and Stalking couldn't quite get past that marker to save the ball from going out of bounds.
It was kind of a poor leave from Lardner, who's usually spot on, but by the time it came down for Stalking, it was outside the antenna, and that's no good.
Stalking definitely gave her effort. The serve by Meg Williams back on the Penguins' side. Stalking goes for the hit. It's blocked, and now Santos has to hit it back over. Urban Knights are back on the attack. The running hit from Jamie LaVittoria back with the Penguins. Stalking has a hit. It's a great one cross court to the back left side of the Urban Knights court. They could do nothing about it. A really powerful shot by Stalking right there.
Stalking hit it so hard that it came off the defender and went to the 50th row of the grandstands. Maybe higher.
Some substitutions. Katie Batchelder comes in. Serving now. A powerful serve. And she comes up for the set. Stalking with the hit again. Tries to go down the line, but it's just wide. Urban Knights point. 9-8 in favor of the Penguins right now. And Sands comes back in for Katie Batchelder. Excuse me. Does not come back in. Batchelder comes back out, and Santos and Kwan are back in. Lardner with a good running set. Reigns with the hit. Calmly taken up by the Urban Knights. They have a hit. The Penguins have Stalking, and it's a good one off the block. Nothing that number 11, Meg Williams, on the dig could do. The deflection really threw her off, and Stalking's power just got that past the blocker's hands right there.
Stalking's game has come up a huge notch from last season.
Absolutely. The serve by Lardner. Back on the Urban Knights side, and it is deep. Kaina's kill was very, very deep. The Penguins did not worry about it at all. And now we have Kelsey Lardner serving with an 11-8 lead. Here's the serve to the middle of the court. A poor dig, but they recover. And a great save by Kwan. Reigns comes back, hits it off the blockers, and it goes wide. Point to the Penguins.
Man, but all of the momentum is on the DUs right now, and the Urban Knights have to call timeout to try and get things together, Jordan.
Yeah, they're really trying to stay positive, but there's not a lot of positivity that they can bring from this game because the Penguins are absolutely all over the place right now. Hannah Stocking and Jessica Jones are both killing it from the left side. Samantha Reigns, Kwan, and Jade Santos are all doing very, very well in the back.
I am totally stoked with the play of Kwan. You know, she's only 5'2", but she's above the net a lot of the time.
Absolutely, and a freshman too. She has so much to learn, her and Santos both.
Things are great here if you're a Penguin fan with 20 seconds to go in the timeout. It's a four-point advantage the DUs. And the Urban Knights in the first game were, by this point in the game, halfway through, it looked like it was clearly going to be a Penguin game. But at 12-8, the Knights are still in it. But the DUs, it was 6-6 just a moment ago. So the Penguins have gone on a 6-2 run and trying to create some separation.
Like you said, the Penguins have all the momentum right now as Kelsey Lardner lines up to serve with a 12-8 lead. Serves on the way. It's to the back row. A calm set to the left side and is hit. Santos with a nice dig, though. Lardner to Reigns on the right side. Nothing there. And it's dumped right into the middle by Kaina, the senior from Honolulu. She saw the middle of the court open, and she absolutely took advantage of it. Penguins were a little bit spread out on that one. They need to keep their formation tight.
Santos came diving in from the back left corner and tried to save it with a pancake, but to no avail.
Rachel Smith here with the serve to the middle of the court. Lardner with the set. Reigns has a go. It's off the block again and wide. A great play by Reigns. I think that's the third time that she's hit the block and has gone wide. Substitution now. We have Jessica Jones coming back in, number 4, from Sacramento, California. The serve is on the way. Urbanites have a go. And it was right on the line. Stocking tried to save it, but who knew if that was going to go in or not. It might have been right on the line. Stocking had all the right to try to save it. Unfortunately, just a bit late on the attempt. Now number 1, Midori Lee, up to serve for the Urban Knights. And it is out, which makes it 14-10. Penguins still have the momentum right now. That is another serving error by the Urban Knights. Not too many from either team yet, but they're always, always costly.
I think that's one apiece.
Sari Kwan with the serve to the middle of the court. A great serve with power and precision. She gets the ace, and that makes it 15-10. Kwan is on fire with her serve tonight. Here's another one from her to the same exact spot. The Urbanites get this one. Oh. Wow, and an amazing kill to the space left of Kwan. Number 33, Caitlin Boring, just hit it right to the open space at the very, very deep part of the court. A very good kill by her. Number 6, Brittany Ulmer now with the serve. Reigns has a dig. A little confusion, but it's okay for the Penguins. Back on the Urban Knights side. And a kill right from the middle. Number 8, Lindsay Elgin again in the middle on that short set. Penguins are caught a little bit off guard again.
Elgin, the 6'3" sophomore out of San Diego, really, really unleashed a fury. And then follows up with an ace in the middle of the court.
There is the ace. The changeup, if you will, of volleyball. Really fooled the Penguins on that one. Here is Ulmer again on the serve.
15-13.
Reigns hits the dig to the other side. And unfortunately, Lardner had to try to go to the other side of the net to try to get that one. Went too far, and it's point, Urban Knights. Time out, Dominican Penguins right now. They have to try to get this back because they have let this lead go. It is now 15-14, Penguins.
We'll be back in 60 seconds, fans. It's a one-point game. Penguin Radio.
are back, fans, 15-14. Here's Jordan.
Penguin Volleyball back. We have Brittany Ulmer of the Urban Knights serving deep back there. The running jump serve, and it's back to Kwan. She gets the dig. Hits it over to Jessica Jones, who gets the kill from the left side. Jones is dominating this game. Her and Stalking on that left side. The Urban Knights can't do anything about it.
No, she pounded it right through the front row, and that's what the DUs needed for a little momentum shift.
Now Reigns has a serve with 16-14. On the left side, the Urban Knights go for the kill, and they get it through the hands of the blockers. Nothing Reigns could do. Tried to pancake it, tried to get the dive, but it was through the blockers a little bit slow after it went through the hands. And now number 12, Jordan Cotton, is back to serve. We have it. Stalking hits it, and Jones gets the beautiful deep hit, but an amazing dive by the Urban Knights. Another dive by Reigns. Stalking just has to dump it over. Urban Knights try to go for the middle kill again with Lindsay Elgin, but they can't get it this time. She hits it into the net. Too much pressure from the Penguin blockers right there. They really got into position in the middle very fast on that one.
Jones with a great block from the just anticipation, perfect timing, Jessica.
The 17-15 serve from Santos. They try to go to Elgin again in the middle, a repeat of last time, and gets blocked.
Sand in her face. Sand threw a handful of sand back at her.
Sands is doing really well in the middle. She has to keep the pressure up. Santos with another serve, 18-15. And they try to go for another one, but this time Elgin just dumps it off. Urban Knights get another hit, and it's taken up. Stalking gets the hit. It's to the back row. Now the Urban Knights go for the kill from the left side. Can't get anything. Number 11, Meg Williams, was caught on the ground after the kill. Tried to get it back, but she was too out of position. 19-15 Penguins, and the Urban Knights of the Academy of Art have to call a timeout. This is Penguin Volleyball.
Coming in May 2012, for the first time in 60 years, live professional baseball in San Rafael, California.
No, it's live volleyball in San Rafael, California. I guess that's one of the ads we better get rid of. It's from last summer. First game back on the air of the volleyball program here at Dominican. And here's Jordan, the sophomore.
Yes.
Broadcasting sensation.
All right. And we are back, 19-15 in the second set. Penguins won the first set. Santos with the serve. Cross court to the right side. And it's blocked by Sands. Academy of Art recovers, though, and they manage to hit it back. Lardner gets the set to Stalking. It's blocked, though. Stalking has another go and is able to dump it right over the hands of Lindsay Elgin to get in the middle of the court. A great dump off by Stalking to really deke that middle blocker. Here's Santos with the serve. It's to the middle of the court. It's dug out way wide, though. And Academy of Art has to recover. A good middle hit, though. Sands comes running all the way from the middle to the right side and gets the running kill right to the middle of the court. A great play by Sands and good communication, letting Lardner know that she was going over there.
Jordan, that was a gritty kill by Sands.
It really was. Santos with the serve. Urban Knights have it. Elgin goes for it, but it's dug out by Santos. Reigns has a go. It's dug again out from the left side. The Urban Knights have a kill. Lardner sets it for Sands. Sands almost has the dig, and the Urban Knights try to go back to the deep part, but Reigns is able to get another kill attempt. Elgin goes from the middle, and Stalking is able to come back with another dump off. Stalking has it. Now Lardner with the set.
No.
Stalking hits it right into Elgin. The big hands of Lindsay Elgin in the middle, who blocks that one. It is now 21-16 Penguins.
Elgin's got to feel snake bit until that play. And she really got a lot out of her system, you know, getting that one back. She's been just blocked and blocked and blocked, but not that time.
Meg Williams with the serve and Santos with the dig. Lardner with the short set to Sands, but can't get it. It's blocked and out of bounds off of the Penguins, 21-17 in favor of Dominican right now. Meg Williams will again be back to serve, the sophomore from Portland, Oregon. Here is the serve. It's dug out by Kwan. Lardner with the set to Stocking on the side. Nothing that Academy of Art could do. Hannah Stocking demolishes it into the middle of the court. Academy of Art was absolutely befuddled by Stocking's play right there. Katie Batchelder comes in for Ashley Sands for the serve. The specialty server. It's all the way cross court, but dug out by Academy of Art. From the left side, the hit. Batchelder hits it out. Stocking with another smash from the left side off of the hands of Academy of Art and deep. Penguin point, 23-17 Penguins right now. Just two more to take a commanding lead of this game and really put Academy of Art out of its misery.
Penguins up one set, love.
Batchelder with the serve from deep. It's in the middle of the court, barely dug out. And Santos with a great dig from the back row. Academy of Art is on offense now. Kaina with the back hit. And the Penguins couldn't do much. The deflection off of the block. Santos went for it, but couldn't do much. Batchelder back out now. Comes in, and Sands is coming back in. Excuse me, Sands is going back out. And Kwan is back in. Now we have number two, Janelle Burnett, a senior from Liberal, Kansas, hitting the serve, dug out by Santos. Lardner hits it to Stocking and again dumps it right over the hands of Academy of Art. That play is all about timing, and she knows exactly when those blockers are jumping, when she can dump it off over their hands.
She
incredible play.
Dinked it right over the front row as they were on their way down. You're right. Timing was all about it. Game point.
Game point Penguins right now. Number 26, Kaina has a kill. It's off the blockers, out of bounds. Academy of Arts point now, 24-19 Penguins, as 33, Caitlin Boring, the junior from Yorba Linda, California, comes in for Academy of Arts.
A very exciting player is Boring.
Here's a serve from Chang. Reigns has a hit, and it is Penguin point, gets over the net off the blockers. That is game for the Penguins. They take a very dominating 2-0 lead over the Academy of Art Urban Knights. Just one more, and the Penguins start their conference season off 2-0. Incredible, Stu.
Two sets to nothing. A 10-minute break between sets 2 and 3. Jordan and I will be back with the conclusion of this match. Everything's going the Penguins' way right now, Jordan. I think if Coach Stammer had it her way, we'd be out of here in 3. It's tough to do, though, to get past the Urban Knights in 3. I'm almost certain, and no, I am certain, last season the Penguins never got past the Knights in 3. I don't tell you the truth, the Knights were so good last year. I think they got the Penguins both times they played them. I'll have to check into that. We'll have it for you when we get back. You are listening to NC2A Volleyball from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. We're back in 9 minutes and 3 seconds with the conclusion of tonight's volleyball match.
Dominican on the volleyball court looking very, very good. Up 2-0 now on Academy of Art. And that first set that they won against Academy of Art actually broke a 15-set losing streak against Academy of Art.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah. And they've already won 2 in a row.
Academy's never a slouch. They're a very tough team, always on the DUs. And here the Penguins are leading 2-0, playing exceptional volleyball with a ton of momentum, having beaten the Argonauts at Notre Dame. And now on the precipice of beating their new rival, the Urban Knights. From the southern end of the Conlin Center, it will be Kelsey Lardner with the side out for the Penguins. Best of 5, and the Penguins are up 2.
Here's Lardner with a runner. We're underway at the feet of the Knights' middle row. Bumped up, and the DU save it to Santos. She goes back row, a back set, slashed across by Brittany Ulmer, and it's down 1-0 Knights.
Unfortunate for the Penguins there. Just a scramble for the ball in the middle of the court. Nobody was quite close enough.
The 6'4" boring in place of Midori Lee. Here's the serve by Rachel Smith into the net. And Smith, I think Smith let one of the Penguin fans get into her head. Screaming from the front row, and Smith dumped it in the net.
You know those Penguins get rowdy.
1-1, right in the net like a wayward tuna. Here's Boring, saved by Stocking. Front row Lardner, Jones with a dink. Saved by the Knights, bumped up right side, Boring across. Not much on it. Bumped up by Kwan. Touching the net was number 26, Kaina. 2-1 DUs, and the Penguins will have the service advantage with Stocking moving behind the end line. Hannah Joe backs up on it, walks it up. Rachel Smith to the back row. Pounded into the blocker by Kaina. Sent back in her face by Moon. 3-1 to you. Moon launched it into orbit. Here's Stocking. Again into the middle row. A poor leave, but somehow saved. Oh, and Boring shanked it wide right. Boring had a clean look at it, Jordan, and absolutely shanked it off of her right thumb. 4-1's the Penguins, and the Urban Knights cannot afford these types of mistakes. Down two sets to love. Jones with a winner! Finds the campfire in the middle row, 5-1.
Great look by Jones. Saw the middle of the court wide open, and already the Penguins are dominating the set.
Stocking again. Five in a row at the feet of Stocking, diving for it to her right, can't get it. 5-2. And it's been a while since the Urban Knights had the serve. They served the second point of the game when it was one up and not since. Here's Kaina, back row Stocking with a bump. Lardner back set. Reigns with a killer. Reigns. Samantha Reigns out of Placerville is a six-footer.
Reigns has been really, really good at going down the line. She sees that opening, sees the down the line opening, and really exploits it.
6-2, Reigns, her second year as a Penguin. Oh, brother, into the net as Kwan, her second service error of the evening. Kwan with a runner, but just mistimed it, hit a little late. 6-3, and that's a gift. The Penguins want to get the Knights down and hold them there. Here's a nice serve out of Brittany Ulmer. Penguins go to the back row. Ulmer dives in the way of it. Saved by Boring. Held back over by Elgin. Not much on it. Smith helps it. Jones into the net late. 6-4. Couple of unforced errors by the DUs.
I think the Penguins need to start attacking that left side with Stocking and Jones more. It worked so well earlier.
Ulmer to serve, although Jones put it in the net there. The last attempted kill and an ace. As Ulmer puts it at the feet of Sari Kwan. Six, five, a 4-point unanswered run by the Urban Knights, and the service by Ulmer is deep, and the Penguins let it go. Samantha Reigns to serve now, 7-5, the gift returned. Middle row, front side, short set, saved somehow by Stocking. Stocking almost wore it, but somehow she got it high in the arms and at least gave the Penguins a chance. 7-6 as it ultimately fell. Lee back in there, Midori Lee out of San Mateo. She's in place of Boring, who's a 1 foot and 1 inch taller than Lee. It's an interesting platoon. Back row, put away by Sam Reigns. Reigns with great vision, found the open spot in the back row, 8-6. In set number three, Penguins lead two sets love.
best of five, Knights against the wall. Santos, back row, bumped up. Left side, a very tough play. The Penguins are on it as Suchi unleashed a very punishing kill. And Stocking with a very soft dink over the top of the front row, 9-6. Up on his feet is Ed Jackson. Does not call the timeout, 9-6. The Penguins, Santos, lets it fly, the lefty into the net. And the Penguins with a point after Suchi left it in the net, and then one of the Urban Knights fell in. 10-6, a timeout has been called by the Urban Knights. I think it's a good time for Ed Jackson to call a timeout, Jordan, as all the momentum is going the way of the Penguins, and the Urban Knights simply cannot afford to lose this game.
Yeah, the momentum is, like you said, all towards the Penguins, and for a coach, a timeout is the only way you can really affect the game. Just like in basketball, calling timeouts when the momentum is there. And in volleyball, it's the same exact way. Momentum is absolutely everything. You get more hyped up, you get more energetic, and as a team, you just feel better and play better the more momentum you have.
All right, fans, we are at the end of the timeout. It's 10-6 in favor of the Penguins. Santos to serve, and Jordan Smith will be on the play-by-play.
We have Jade Santos with the serve. Everybody's back on the court after the timeout. Penguins look to keep that momentum going. It's a deep serve, but it's saved, and just in the middle of the court, no Urban Knights there. A great serve by Santos.
It really was. Suchi bumped it, but then all of the Knights looked at one another and nobody knew who to take it.
Santos with another serve and another bullet to the left side of the Urban Knights, but the kill is put away. Stalking goes for the dump again and gets it again, this time off the tip of the fingertips of Elgin in the middle. Couldn't do anything about it. Stalking is on fire with that dump. It's really about her power too. All of her power sets up that dump because they expect her to really go with the power, and then she can completely fool them with that. The set to the right side for the Urban Knights. It's dug out. Lardner with the set. Reigns plays it across. Urban Knights are back on the attack. Meg Williams has the hit, but Lardner is able to get it back. Ashley Sands goes for the dump. A little bit of miscommunication. I believe she shanked that one.
I don't think it was a miscommunication as much as it was a shank off her thumb.
She really just couldn't get quite a hold on it. Goes right to her side.
So many times the front row players are off balance when they hit, and that one just got her.
Absolutely. Stalking with another hit and another power shot. It's hits just like that that set up those little dumps. Stalking is absolutely on fire, the MVP of the game so far.
You're not kidding. Stalking, I've seen Stalking play two full seasons, and I've never seen her play as well as she's playing tonight. And I've seen her play a lot of games.
She's on another level tonight. Batchelder comes in for the serve. Santos gets a nice dig, and the Penguins almost get it back off of their own net. Can't quite dig it up, though. 13-8, Penguins now.
Santos got in the way of that bullet. It was so high in the arms, it almost looked like it came off her chest.
Exactly. That's such a hard ball, too. It
so
came off
hard.
Your chest.
Yeah.
Burnett with the serve for the Urban Knights. Ooh. As the Penguin crowd goes nuts here. Stalking with a hit, and it's deep this time. Couldn't quite get them to bite on that one. She hit it a little bit deep, got a little too eager. I bet her confidence level is so high right now that she could take those anytime she wants and be fine. Burnett with the serve. Reigns easily digs it out. Lardner with the set. Moon couldn't do much with it. And the hit by Burnett is deep. So that is a Penguin point. They let it go easily down the middle of the court. Substitution for Academy of Art. Number four, Rachel Smith coming out in favor of Melissa Chang. Here comes Kelsey Lardner with the 14-9 serve. The set is there on the right side. The block is there by Stalking, though. A great block and a great set. She goes for the dump again, but got a little too overconfident on that one. She thought she could get it, but the blockers of Academy Art were right there waiting.
Stocking went for the dink and just a little bit short. You gotta, if you're going to dink it, you got to get it over.
Caitlin Boren comes on for Academy of Art as they serve across. Reigns with the hit. It's calmly dug out. And the hit by number 26, Kaina, is long, way, way long, too, from the left side. And the Penguins go up 15-10 with Hannah Stocking serving now. Jessica Jones has now come into the game. Stocking service to the left side. Miscommunication by Academy of Art, and it pays off for the Penguins. A great serve to the deep left corner by Stocking, causing Meg Williams and Janelle Burnett to really not know what was going on.
The setter, Melissa Chang, who hasn't gotten a lot of airtime tonight, is really quite, she's really good at setting.
Yeah, she is.
And there's
she
a back set buyer that set up a perfect kill.
Exactly, that running right outside hitter. If she can get that back set, that is a dangerous, dangerous play that the Penguins really have to watch out for.
Here's Chang is totally unheralded, but she's setting up all of the winning plays by the Urbanites.
Kaina with the serve, and it's back over to the Urbanite side. Williams has a hit. Lardner has to race over for the dig, and a wonderful shot by Jones. Incredible across the court in the front row. Saw the space and took full advantage of it to go up 17-11. Jones really took advantage of that spacing right there. Kwan with the serve down the line, down the left line. Chang again with that back set, and this one is long. Rachel Boring hits it long. It is now 18-11 for the Penguins, and that is a timeout called by the Urbanites of Academy of Art. They have to stop this momentum again. The Penguins are hitting and hitting, and they have 7 more points until they win this game. Pretty exciting. Here, I'm Jordan Smith with Stuart Horn. This is Penguin Volleyball.
Go fans, 18-11, here's Jordan.
Penguins and the Urbanites are back on the court as Sari Kwan has the serve. Dug out by Burnett. Chang again with the middle serve to the deep right portion. Meg Williams got that all the way to the back corner of the court where no Penguins were.
It's a nice little short set by Chang.
Absolutely, and now we have number 6, Brittany Ulmer serving. Reigns has the dig right to Kwan. Gets Jones a nice setup. Urbanites have it now. Boring tries to get the dump. Ashley Sands thought she had it, but she couldn't quite get her hands ready enough. And the dump by Rachel Boring worked to perfection. 18-13 now.
That was kind of the changeup like you were talking about early in game two.
Exactly. For the Penguins. A great serve, but a good save by Kelsey Lardner. Urbanites are back on the attack. Williams has a hit, and it's a good one across the court. Hannah Stocking couldn't do anything about it. A great hit across from the left to the right by Meg Williams. They're going to have to do that more often if they want to get back in this game. And
that was heads up from the front left corner to the right side of the middle row.
A timeout has been called. 3 straight points won by the Urbanites after that last timeout. So obviously what their coach said worked wonders for the Urbanites.
Now it's time for Gail Stammer.
It is time for Gail Stammer to talk to her Penguins, really make sure they're up on keeping their energy up, finishing out the match. It's so important to finish a match.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's not an easy thing to do.
No.
The last 3 outs of a baseball game are the toughest 3, and the last, in this case, the last 7 points may very well be the toughest of the night. We're not going anywhere, as there's only 15 seconds to go in the timeout. 18-14, fans, here's Jordan.
Number 6, Brittany Ulmer, the sophomore from Honolulu, now back with the serve. Far, far back there looking for a running jump serve. Here's the hit, and it's dug out by Kwan. The back set to Reigns. Works very well. It's off of the net on the Urban side, or the on the Urban Knight side. Point for the Penguins, 19-14.
That was a terrible lead from the back row, and Chang had nothing to do. She could do nothing with it.
Yeah, nothing that Academy of Art could do as Reigns hits the serve to the middle of the court. Chang with the set. And Rachel Boring has the running right-hander right behind Chang again with that back set to the running right outside hitter.
That's the play that I've been waiting to see Boring pull all night. At 6'4", you'd expect more of that out of her.
Yeah, you really, really would. You'd expect someone that's 6'4 to be pretty dominant in women's volleyball. Sari Kwan with the dig. Jones has a hit. It's off the blocker, out of bounds. Penguin point. A great play by Jessica Jones. And I will throw it to Stu for the end of the play-by-play.
Thank you very much, Jordan. 2015, the DU is on top, trying to finish the deal. Santos will serve it up for Gail Stammer, the lefty. Into the back row. Picked up by Chang. Off balance left corner. The DUs are there. Stocking with a bump. Kelsey Lardner with a set. Back in Stocking's face, but somehow the Penguins help it. Lardner back across. Chang with the back set. Into the back row. Saved by Santos. She's got it out of bounds. Held back over by Hannah Stocking. Into the net. Chang helps it across. Somehow Reigns saves it. Front row block. Reigns back up. Left side Stocking. Into the back row. Bumped up by the libero player. This is the best rally of the night right here. Into the back row, tipped by the front row. No, they give the point to the Urban Knights, 2016.
What a rally. My goodness, back and forth, save after save, dig after dig. Both teams really working hard at the end of this third set.
Williams to serve it up. She gets off a good one to Kwan. And the DUs with a killer, 21-16, 4 points away. The Penguins have not beaten Art ever.
Ever. Incredible.
21-16. Katie Batch, back left. The right-hander goes back row deep. Not the time to do it. 21-17 now. Oh, Batchelder, the veteran. It's the last person you would think who would knock it deep in such an important moment of the game. 21-17, the jumper by Janelle Burnett, the 5'6 senior. Back row killer! 22-17.
I would almost expect them to go nowhere else but Hannah Stocking right now. She is absolutely on fire.
Stocking is playing beautifully tonight. Doesn't seem out of her head, though.
No.
She just seems like she's playing beautifully. And the back row by Lardner finds the back line. 23-17 as Art let it fall. 2 points away. Lardner, the 5'7 junior out of Auburn. Another ace. Match point. Midori Lee bent down at her shoe tops and couldn't handle it. Ed Jackson comes in and tells everybody to move back. Match point. 24-17, Lardner with a perfect serve. Chan with a save. Bumped up by Kwan. Front row, Chang again. Saved by the Penguins. Lardner sets it up. Stocking, no. Penguins again. Moon, dinks, saved by Urban Knights. Into the grandstands. No, the Penguins save it somehow. Helped across, but not much on it. Chang with a jumper. Two touch. That'll do it. The Penguins win it in three. 25-17, the final. The Penguins are a perfect 2-0, Jordan, in conference. Getting past Notre Dame and getting past Academy of Art for the first time ever, and they did it in three. They dominated.
A dominating performance.
And Academy of Art didn't look bad. They only had two service errors all night. Yeah. They played fine.
I don't think it was a matter of Academy of Art playing bad. I think it was a matter of Hannah Stocking, Jessica Jones, Sari Kwan, Jade Santos. All of them played to their best abilities, it seems like, especially Stocking. We can't talk enough about her. absolutely dominating from the left, being an outside hitter. They couldn't get the blockers over soon enough. They couldn't get the blockers high enough. And Academy of Art just had no answer for the Dominican Penguins today.
Our next broadcast, fans will be on the 21st. William Jessup will be here. That's a non-conference affair, but we'll be doing it anyways. 7 o'clock, side out. After that, the 25th, Hilo will be here, and we're back into the conference. But for now, Gale Stammer and the Lady Penguins are up 2-0 in conference, Jordan. It's the best start that the Penguins have had in conference since Gale Stammer started.
That's incredible. That's absolutely incredible. It has to do a lot with the new talent and with the new development of returning players. The returning players and the new players, Santos and Kwan, both had huge plays in this game, and they contributed so much from the back line. Santos's serve is incredible. That lefty serve really, really throws the other team off balance.
Yeah, I think you're right. She goes from the opposite corner and then goes with the southpaw. And I really like the way the Penguins played tonight. So we will be back with every game from the Conlin Center. And will the Penguins have an opportunity to maybe go to the postseason? It has been since 2001, since they won the championship. And, of course, if fans remember, those that were alive back then, we had it live right here on Penguin Radio back in 2001. My 13th season on the air, fans, and Jordan, I'm so happy to have you alongside. You did a great job.
Thank you, Stu.
Tonight, the Penguins in 3 over Academy of Art. See you next time, fans. Thanks for joining us. Radio.dominican.edu. Jordan, do the Dougie.